Thanks for joining us for today's Night Sounds program with Bill Pierce. We trust that Bill's commentary will be a source of hope and encouragement during these challenging times. After you listen to this online presentation, please consider a generous holiday contribution to help us end the year on a positive note. Supporting Night Sounds on this platform is easy. Just click the Donate tab. We hope you are blessed listening to this Night Sounds program.
Have you ever done anything or felt like you'd like to accomplish something that, well, maybe it's unpredictable, totally distinctive, yet you feel just a bit hesitant about it and you wonder what others might think? I welcome you to Night Sounds. I'm Bill Pierce. This happened to a guy who lived a long time before either you or I. Some time ago, I did a Night Sounds program about Noah, an Old Testament character. Well, I was thinking about him again because God told him to do something very unusual. In fact, he shocked the socks off him prior to this by saying, "The end of all flesh has come before me. For the earth is filled with violence because of them, and behold, I am about to destroy them with the earth." Well, here was the surprise that really blew Noah away. He said, "Make for yourself an ark of gopher wood. You shall make the ark with rooms, and shall cover it inside and out with pitch, and this is how you shall make it." And so the book of Genesis goes on to tell us about the intricacies and the details of all of this. I wonder whether I'm stretching it too far to title our program tonight, Build an Ark. You sense that God may be doing something unusual in your life and may be calling upon you to do something out of the ordinary. But you're not quite sure exactly what the plans are, how to do it, how to pull it off, whom to use, whom to consult in a human way. Well, I invite you to stay tuned for the program entitled Build an Ark. It just may be that God may tell us to do something just like that. So while we think about that possibility, let's listen to the solution. Right now with the Brooklyn Tabernacle Singer.
Jesus.
Quite a happy, buoyant way to begin tonight. In our program entitled Build an Ark. You know, Noah lived in a world much like the one we're in tonight. Just a few minutes before coming into the studio, I was reading a treatise on the shape of our world tonight, our cities, the violence and crime, the incidents and ability to procure firearms with children and teenagers, random, indiscriminate violence with no sense of remorse. Hearts far from God. False gospels coming in upon us. Hardened toward spiritual things. According to Genesis chapter 6, we read, "Then the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great on the earth, and that every intent of the thoughts of his heart were only evil continually. And the Lord was sorry that he had made man on the earth, and he was grieved in his heart. And the Lord said, I will blot out man, whom I have created, from the face of the land, from man to animals, to creeping things, and to birds of the sky, for I am sorry that I have made them." As I read that particular word from the news magazine a while ago, I began to think about the days of Noah. Dreadful days, vicious, violent, days of moral contamination and compromises. Everywhere the eye looked, there was evidence of corruption, depravity on parade. But there was one exception. One man, one family made the difference. Noah. It wouldn't surprise me that Noah talked at length, not only with God, about the details of construction of the ark, but probably with his wife, and even with certain trusted members of the workforce. God said, "Let's make the ark 450 feet long, 75 feet wide, 45 feet high. Now that is a barge." Whitcomb and Morris, in a very insightful volume, The Genesis Flood, have provided some very helpful information describing the capacity of this ark. It had a carrying capacity equal to 522 standard railroad cars, or 8 freight trains with 65 cars in each. It's almost unthinkable to find a piece of ground and to start building. The best part of the Noah story is its beginning, "Thus Noah did," and its conclusion, the words, "So he did." So here we have this unassuming man, honest, faithful. And the Lord speaks to him, "Build an ark." You can almost hear Noah saying, "An ark. What's an ark?" And God explains, "Build it this size, this shape. Use these materials. Follow my instructions." Okay, now, where do I start? And the words start here with this, this, and then go over here. And he does it. No one had ever built an ark before. Probably no one had ever heard of one. But all Noah knew was that God had spoken. And he's got to do it. And the entire family was pumped up and willing. And tonight, why is it so difficult for us to believe that God can still do the impossible? He always seems to lead people down unpredictable unusual paths to do incredible things for him. He uses people. Not great champions, but people like you and me. His book is full of stories like those. So the Lord said to Noah, "Enter the ark, you and your household. For you alone I have seen to be righteous before me in this time." It took them almost 20 years to cut down this forest of materials to even begin, and it took 120 years to finish the project. All the neighbors are standing outside the ark. I can almost hear the conversation between those around him.
"He has really gone over the edge this time."
"What are you talking about?"
"Noah!"
"Oh, no, not again."
"Do you know what he's up to now?"
"How could I? We don't talk about him."
"Well, he's got crews of men up in the gopher forests cutting trees. Hundreds of them."
"Sounds like he's got a big building job, more than I can say for you."
"Oh, he's got a big job, all right. He's building a boat."
"A what? A boat?"
"Biggest boat anyone has ever seen. I know. He showed me the plans. You could lay 75 tall men end to end, and they'd fit inside. That's how long it's going to be."
"But where's the water?"
"That's what I asked him. Where's the water, I said. He says, 'God's going to send it.' 'What for?' I asked. 'He's going to destroy everything and everyone,' he says. 'Going to send a big flood and drown everyone.'"
"Are you sure it's safe to be around him?"
"Oh, he says crazy things, but he doesn't act violent."
"Where is he building this boat?"
"Isn't it? Just having the wood cut. That much gopher wood is going to take years to cut. Well, he says there'll be room on the boat for anyone who..."
"Maybe that's a good thing. Keeps him out of trouble."
"But what if there's something to what he says?"
"Oh, yes. And what if the sun doesn't really come up in the morning and go down at night?"
"I'm serious. When you think about it, the world's in a pretty big mess."
"I don't want you going around Noah anymore. Besides, even if that silly stuff is true, we don't need to worry about it now."
"Why?"
"You said yourself, it'll take years just to cut the wood."
"That's true."
"Cutting down whole forests? Big boats? Everyone flooded away?" "And he thinks we're in trouble?"
Just a supposed conversation between one of the workers on this project of the Ark with Noah and his wife. Tonight's program, Build an Ark. Perhaps some of you have been in a situation where you sensed that God wanted you to do something. You are tuned to Him. You're a Christian. You've accepted Christ as your Savior. You've given Him your life. Maybe you're in the middle of a midlife crisis or something like that. You're wondering what kind of direction you've been going in for the past several years. You wonder whether you're on target. And you sense that God is saying something special to you. And yet you can't put your finger on the details. You feel like you're walking in a wilderness. When we think about the shape of this world tonight, there's a sense of urgency that grips all of us. Just this morning, I was speaking with a mother of a high school boy. And this was right on top of this article I was reading in the news magazine a while ago about the shape of our nation's youth, the availability of firearms, and on top of that, one of our listeners in Dallas, an FBI agent, said we are outgunned by even the kids. According to the National Crime Survey, almost 3 million crimes occur on or near school campuses every year, 16,000 per school day, or one every 6 seconds. 1/4 of major urban school districts now use metal detectors. Almost 1/3 of the students in 31 high schools in Illinois said they had brought a weapon to school for self-protection at some time during their high school career. 1 in 20, or 5.3%, said they had bought a firearm. In California, assaults were up 16% to 69,191. Armed assaults up 25% over the previous year to 1,830. And the statistics go on like these. Godlessness, false gospels coming in, no accountability, no conscience, no moral structure. As it was in the days of Noah, say the scriptures, so it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. Tonight's program, Build an Ark. Maybe God won't tell you to do something spectacular, but to begin with, He wants you to turn your life over to Him. He wants you to know that you can be covered. The earth was covered with water. Nothing survived during that awful flood back there in the days of Noah. He alone and his family and the animals in the ark made it into a brand new and different kind of world than they had known. Tonight, I don't know what your world has been like, but there is one great factor that can erase your past and cover you with the protection, love, and direction of a holy God.
Calvary covers it all. My past with its sin and stain. Took on him there, and Calvary covers it all. How blessed the thought that my soul by him bought shall be his in that glory on high.
A voice from the past. Baritone Bob Daniels with one of the old ones. This is Night Sounds. I'm Bill Pierce. Glad to have you with me tonight. In case you'd like to contact us, our email address is nightsoundsradio@aol.com. And you're invited to join us on our website, located at nightsoundsradio.org. One of the most beautiful scenes must have been when the water finally settled in that new world, and Noah and his family stepped out onto a new earth, in a sense. Their world was now completely different. It now had climates and seasons. Unfamiliar mountains soared on the horizon. Sloping valleys looked eerie in the misty distance. There was a whole new world before them, with not another sound on its surface, except those from the scattering animals and birds. And Noah and his family fell before God at that altar. And I'm sure they must have prayed, lifted their voices to heaven in a sweet aroma. And the Lord reassured his friend, "I will never again curse the ground on account of man. For the intent of man's heart is evil from his youth. And I will never again destroy every living thing as I have done." What a promise. And God said, I will set my bow in the cloud, and it shall be a sign for a covenant between me and the earth. So tonight God is saying to you, to me, as we step out on faith, on his credibility, I will see the rainbow and say, that reminds me of Noah and the flood, and I'll never do it again. So tonight, if you decide to risk for Christ, the adversary will tempt you to doubt, to hold back, and to think maybe we're not going to make it. This is a little too heavy for us. But let's remember God's unusual plan ends with a rainbow of new hope. People who trust him are especially honored and protected. And the unusual is God's standard procedure. The Bible is full of individuals and families who broke the mold of the predictable as they accomplished the incredible. So let's begin to anticipate what unusual project God may have in mind for you or me.
And God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my guide. Hold me closely to his side. With love and strength for each new day, he will make a way. He will make a way.
Let's sing it one more. A declaration.
Oh, God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see.
Tonight, as we take our leave of you, I don't know who you are exactly, but if God is directing you on a certain path and it seems a little bit scary and overwhelming to you, don't pull back. Don't discount his power to lead and to protect and to cover. It's like the old spiritual says,
but any rivers you think are uncrossable, not any mountains you can't tunnel through.
Ooh, God specializes in things
Thank you, Lord, for the message of that song. Jesus never fails. We who put our trust in him will not fail either. We may have some weak moments, but you'll take us through the storm, through the project, through the challenge, and bring us out the other side. You've promised to do this. Thank you for Noah, for his belief and faith in you. He was only human, and so are we. Therefore, what you can do through him, you can do through us. May we trust this promise that you, who have begun a good work in us, will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Lord, give us strength. Help us not to shrink back, but to go ahead and build the ark in the name of Jesus. Amen. So, I guess it's time to set up shop, isn't it? Get the tools out. And then just depend on God from there. So be it. Thanks for sharing these challenges tonight to both of us. In case you'd like to contact us for any reason, our mailing address, Night Sounds, Wheaton, Illinois, 60189. May God direct you and give you the strength and the vision to step out in faith tomorrow. Until we meet again, pleasant and peaceful, good night.